Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It is truly a pleasure to be able to worship with you this morning.
跟你们一起来敬拜主，实在是我的喜悦。
My wife and I and boys have had a great privilege this summer to be in many fellowships and in many settings.
这个夏天我和我的妻子和我的孩子们去了很多的聚会。
And it's always good to know that throughout this country and throughout this world, there are those who have not bowed the knee to the world, but there are those who worship the Lord.
在这个世界上有很多没有向巴力屈膝的人，一同来敬拜神的人。
Let's just give this time over to the Lord one more time in prayer.
我们把这个时间交给主。
Lord, as we open the scripture this morning, we pray that you would speak to us.
主，当我们今天早上把你的话语打开的时候，求你来向我们说话。
No words of man can fully declare the riches of your glory and your love.
没有人可以把你的丰富讲解得清楚。
And so we trust you with this time.
我们把这个时间交在你的手里。
And we want to faithfully say, Lord, speak, for thy servants are listening.
我们说，主请讲，你的仆人静听。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.I'd like to start with a few portions of scripture, and I'm going to throw a curveball to my translator. We're going to start with the book of Acts.
我们一同来翻到使徒行传。
Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章。
Little background to what this passage is concerning. This is Paul beginning his first journey.
这是保罗第一次他的行程。
And we're going to start in Acts 13, the second half of verse 15.
使徒行传十三章十五节的后半部。
And one of the leaders turns to Paul and he says the following, Brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say it.
管会堂的人对他们说，二位兄台若有什么劝勉众人的话，请说。
In verse 16, and Paul stood up and motioning with his hand, he said,
保罗就站起来举手说以色列人和一切敬畏神的人请听
So this is his first real message of his ministry
这是保罗服侍神的第一次的信息
And he starts with a little history lesson
他开始了一个历史的一个历史讲述了一段历史
Men of Israel you who fear God listen The God of this people Israel chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with an uplifted arm, he led them out from it. And for a period of about 40 years, he put them in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he distributed their land as an inheritance, all of which took about 450 years. And after these things, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet.And then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years.
17到21节，这以色列民的神拣选了我们的祖宗，当民寄居埃及的时候，抬举他们，用大能的手领他们出来，又在旷野容忍他们约有40年，寂灭了迦南地七族的人，就把那地分给他们为业。此后给他们设立士师约有450年直到先知撒母耳的时候后来他们求一个王神就把便雅悯支派中基士的儿子扫罗给他们做王40年
And verse 22 And after he had removed Saul he raised up David to be their king concerning whom he also testified and said I have found David the son of JesseA man after my own heart who will do all my will. From the offspring of this man, according to promise, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus.
22节，既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。从这人的后裔中，神已经照着所应许的，为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。
It's very important here that we see that Paul is saying from the very beginning that God is looking for a man after His own heart.
这里有一件非常重要的事情，就是神在一开始就在寻找一个合他心意的人。
We can now jump to Acts 20, where we're getting close to the end of Paul's ministry.
我们来到保使徒行传二十章，来到保罗服事的最后。
In Acts 20, verse 24, it says, "But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, in order that I may finish my course, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that all of you, among whom I went about preaching the kingdom, will see my face no more."
20:24-25, 我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。我素常在你们中间来往，传讲神国的道。如今我晓得，你们以后都不得再见我的面了。
We see in these about seven chapters, Paul has gone out, preached Jesus, the word of Jesus, the life of Jesus, has spread out throughout the whole known world.
在这七章的里面，保罗出去传讲神的话，传讲神的国。是整个亚细亚地方都知道。
This ministry of Paul changed the world never to be the same again.
保罗的服事改变了这个世界，和以前不再一样。
Most of the New Testament that you and I hold in our hand right now is from this portion of time of Paul's life.
新约几乎都是在保罗这段时间里所写的。
But his very first message, which brought him to the very last message, was this: that God is looking for a man whose heart is completely His.
但是他的信息的一开始就讲到，他神在寻找一个合乎他心意的人。
God is looking for a man after His own heart.
神在寻找一个合乎他心意的人，寻求他心意的人。
So I do want to look at a little bit of the story of David this morning.
我们一同来看看大卫的故事。
Because it's his life. If we're to give a title to David, he is the one who had a heart after God.
是大卫他的生命，我们总结是他是一个合乎心意的人。
But I also want to share a little bit about some of the mistakes we can make.
我也来讲讲我们所犯的错误。
You know, in a race, we can always fall.
在一个比赛中，我们总是会跌倒。
Or in a race, my boys do cross country. Sometimes they can't come home and they say, you know, I just ran out of fuel. I ran out of gas.
在他们的比赛，我的儿子他们的
energy
在他们的比赛当中，他们总说我已经没有再，我再没有力气，我再也没有能力了。
So I want to briefly read a story of David's great grandson.
我来讲一个大卫的孙子的故事。
A king named Asa.
是亚撒王的故事。
Now, if you were to look up Asa in a book or anywhere, he would be considered a good king.
如果你查一查的话，亚撒是会是被认为一个很好的王。
But I think we can use his life also as a warning for you and I.
但是我来用他的生活作为我们的见解。
The end of Asa's life is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 16.
亚撒王最后的生活记载在历代志下十六章。
Now again, remember, Asa was considered a good king.
记住，亚撒王是被人认为是一个很好的国王。
He brought worship back to the Lord Jesus among the people.
他在民中把敬拜，他把敬拜带回到以色列民中。
He destroyed many of the idols.
他毁坏了很多的偶像。
But there is a warning in his story.
但是在他的故事中有一个警戒。
And in 2 Chronicles 16, 7 through 14, we see that warning.
在历代志下十六章第七到第十四节，我们看到这个警戒。
Verse 7, and at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Aram and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Aram has escaped out of your hand." Were not the Ethiopians and the Luvim an immense army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on God, He delivered you them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro the earth, that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His. You acted foolishly in this, and indeed from now on you will have wars.Now Asa was angry with the seer, and he put him in prison, for he was enraged at him for this. and Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time.
那时先见哈拿你来见犹大王亚萨，对他说：因你仰赖亚兰王，没有仰赖耶和华你的神，所以亚兰王的军兵脱离了你的手。古时人路比人的军队不是甚大吗？战车马兵不是极多吗？只因你仰赖耶和华，他便将他们交在你手里。耶和华的眼目查遍全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。你这事行的愚昧，此后你必有征战的事。亚撒因此恼恨先见，将他囚在监里。那时亚撒也虐待一些人民。
Verse 11, and now the acts of Asa from first to last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet. His disease was severe, yet even in his disease he did not seek the Lord, but he sought the physicians.
亚撒所行的事，自始至终都写在犹大和以色列诸王记上。亚撒做王39年，他脚上有病，而且甚重。病的时候没有求问耶和华，只求医生。
And in the next verse, it speaks of Asa's death.
最后讲到亚撒的死。
You know, a reminder again, brothers and sisters, Asa was a good king.
再次提醒亚撒被认为是一个很好的国王。
And it is my prayer this morning that each one of us in this room is saved.
我祷告，但愿这个房子里每一个人都已经得救。
It is my prayer that you have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior this morning.
是我的祷告，愿意每一个人都已经接受主耶稣做他的救主。
You know, Paul had it all. Before his conversion on the road to Damascus, though he had it all, he was miserable.
保罗在去大马色路上之前，他是一个非常痛苦的人。
But when he saw the Lord Jesus, his life transformed forever.
当他看见主耶稣的时候，他的生命完全的改变了。
And one thing he knew, he needed to have a heart for the Lord Jesus.
有一件事情他知道，他需要有一个向主完全的心。
And so this morning, I want to look a little bit about what it means to have a heart for the Lord Jesus.
所以今天早上我要来交通什么向主有完全的心是一个什么意思
？Or a heart that is completely His.
对着主有一个对着他这个人的心是完完全全归于主的。
I'd like to look at this in a way of comparing what it means to have Jesus as prominent in your life or Jesus as preeminent.
我们来比较一下，主耶稣是一个非常重要的人物，还是一个在你生命中居首位？是这两个的区别。
I know myself, it very easy. I can say, yeah, the Lord Jesus is very prominent in my life.
我可以容易的说，主耶稣在我的生活中非常重要。
But sometimes I wonder if I ask my own boys, is the Lord prominent or is the Lord preeminent? They would probably say prominent.
如果我问我的儿子们，主耶稣在你的生活中是重要的呢，还是居首位的？他们会回答说，主耶稣非常重要。
When we look at the life of David, David made many mistakes.
当你看看大卫的生活，大卫犯了很多的错误。
But in the end, because he was a man who loved the Lord completely with his whole heart, because he was a man after God's own heart, he truly lived a life in which Jesus was preeminent.
但是因着他是一个合神心意的人，他的心是完完全全的来寻求神，他所过的生活彰显了主耶稣是居首位的。
So one way I'd like to look at what a preeminent heart for Jesus looks like is using the analogy of a knit heart.
我来用这个是一个编织的这个心是被编织过来做这个解说。
Now I don't know how many of you out there knit.
我不知道你谁在家里自己做编织的工作。
It's almost a lost art.
这是一个几乎被失去的文化。
But growing up, I watched my mother knit quite a bit.
在我长大的时候，我常常看到我的母亲编织。
And it was always amazing to me how she could take two balls of yarn and within a few hours, a beautiful masterpiece appeared.
几个小时之内，两包的那个棉花球就变成了非常漂亮的工艺品。
A ball of yarn that is all tangled up with no purpose, no direction, and yet it became a beautiful sweater.
两包的这个没有任何方向，没有任何搅在一块的毛线，就变成了这样漂亮的工艺品。
And I remember as a kid, I would go up to it sometimes, and maybe the sweater had many different colors, and I'd always try to see where one color ended and another color began.
因为这个毛衣有很多的颜色，所以我总是要去看一看这个颜色是从什么地方开始，什么地方结束的。
And what always amazed me is you could never really see the beginning and the end of each ball of yarn.
你没有办法发现这个毛线是从什么地方开始，什么地方结束的。
It had become one.
它已经成了一个。
And as I was thinking about this, this is what the Lord wants from our heart.
这是主向着我们心所要的。
Our heart that is so unified, so one with that of the Lord Jesus, that we don't know where His heart, His will ends and ours begins.
我们的心和主的心是这样子的合一，我们不知道主的心和我们主的心是在我们的身上在哪里停止。
To be very practical in our own lives, when we're looking for a school, or we're looking for a job, or we're looking for an investment, is that our heart's desire, what we want, or is it what the Lord wants?
实际一点讲，在我们的生活里面，是我们的投资、我们的工作，还是孩子的学校？这是我们的要求，是我们的愿望，还是主的旨意？
You know, when we're one with the Lord, when we trust the Lord completely, His heart's desire just wells up in us and becomes our heart's desire.
当我们完完全全依靠主，当我们行主旨意的时候，主的旨意就成为我们的意愿。
You know, back knitting used to be a very common hobby.
编织过去是一个非常常见的爱好。
But in this day and age, in this generation, we like things that are a little easier.
今天这个时代，我们喜欢简单的事情。
And one of the greatest inventions, one of the easiest inventions in modern day is that of Velcro.
现在最大的发明就是那个尼龙就是那个粘上那个东西。尼龙纽扣。
It's a great invention. You can stick things anywhere.
你可以把东西很容易的粘在一起。
You know, if we wanted to, we could put a nice Velcro stick here and put all of the equipment here, and it would just stick there.
如果我们想那样的话，我们可以把一个尼龙纽扣放在那里，就可以把所有的器械挂在那上面。
At school where I teach, we have rolls and rolls of Velcro, so we can put things all over the wall of the high school building.
在学校里面 ，IT 部门有很多很多这样的尼龙绳，可以把所有的器械都挂起来。
It's really easy to use.
非常容易的使用。
And you know, that's what we do with our heart.
这就是我们对我们心所做的。
Our heart is on Velcro.
我们的心就是那个，就像那个尼龙一样。
And when it's time to come to the Lord's table, we take our Velcro heart and we say, "We love you, Lord."
我们当我们来到主的饼杯面前的时候，我们就拿着我们的尼龙的那个做的心来到跟主说：“主，我爱你。”
But then when we go on Monday to work, we take our Velcro heart and we stick it to the business that we work for, and that's where our heart is.
当星期一我们去上班的时候，我们就把我们的心放到那个工作上，那个时候我们的心就在我们的工作上。
Or we're at home and we're worried about our family, and suddenly our heart is all about our family.
在家里面，我们担心我们的家庭，突然之间我们的心就全部都在我们的家庭上面。
This is a divided heart.
这是一个分开的心。
This is a heart of convenience.
这是一个为了图方便的心。
This is what happened to Asa in the Chronicles that we just read.
这就是发生在亚撒的心的上面的事情。
When he trusted the Lord gave him victory.
当他信靠神的时候，神给他胜利。
But when he got nervous with another army, he took his Velcro heart and he tried to make an alliance with another army.
当他惧怕那个大军的时候，他就把他的心拿出来。依靠在那个大军的上面。
Asa knew better than anyone that God could heal his legs.
亚撒王知道，比任何人都知道，神可以医治他的病。
But it says that he refused to trust the Lord, and he trusts the physicians instead.
但他却没有求耶和华，只求医生。
Do you see how that applies to us in modern day?
你看到这件事情非常在我们身上非常适用吗？
You know, how often when we have that illness, do we immediately think we have to seek out the physicians?
当我们生病的时候，我们是不是常常立即去想到我们要去找医生？
Even something simple like allergies. Instead of, if we're miserable with allergies, instead of saying, Lord, what are you showing me? We say, oh, it must be high grass or mold today.
当我们有过敏的时候，我们不是去求问神，神你要做什么，而是马上去想到说是那个草或者是那个霉。
I mentioned that we wanted to look at the story of David.
我想到说我们要来分享大卫的故事。
You know, David as a very young man had no choice but to give his heart over to the Lord Jesus completely.
大卫在他年轻的时候他没有其他的选择他选择把他的心完完全全地交给了神。
If his heart was for his family,What a sad story because they rejected him.
如果他的心是想要为了他的家，但是他的家却拒绝了他。
If his heart was for a comfortable dwelling place, so sad for him because he had to live out in the desert, out in the lands, sleeping on rocks.
如果他的心是想要有一个舒适的居所，非常遗憾，他却住在那个旷野里面，住在石头上。
There were bears, there were lions out there.
有熊，有狮子。
David could only do one thing, and that is to give his heart completely over to the Lord.
大卫只能做一件事情，就是把他的心完全地交给神。
And these were the formative years in David's life.
这是在大卫成型的日子里面。
He didn't waste them.
他没有浪费这个日子。
And I think we can ask ourselves the question this morning, is there a rejection in our family? Is there an uncomfortable living situation? Is our job in questionable position.
我们可以问问我们自己，是不是在家里面有被拒绝的时候，有没有是不是住的不舒服的时候，是不是在工作上有困难的时候。
In the end, David could trust only one person, and that was his Lord.
在最后，大卫只能相信一个人，就是主。
And what's amazing about that is David saw the Lord in everything.
非常值得惊讶的是大卫在所有的事情上都能够看见主。
This sounds like a trite story for little children, but how many of us look at the stars and just say, wow, what an amazing creator of the universe we have?
我们谁能看见星星说这是主的作为。
If the Lord can hang the sun in the sky, can he deal with my health issue here on earth?
如果神能够把太阳挂在天上，他能不能够也来对付我的疾病的事情呢？
The answer to that, of course, was yes, or is yes.
答案当然是是的。
You know, outwardly, it looked like David's life was a waste.
外面看见大卫的生活根本就是一个浪费。
No family.
没有家庭。
No future.
也没有未来。
No retirement fund.
没有退休金。
And yet, he meditated on the things of the Lord, and he was encouraged.
但他在默想神，但因此得激励。
You know, he had a lot of free time.
他当然有很多的空闲的时间。
You know, watching sheep, it's a job.
牧羊是一个工作。
But most of the time, he's just watching.
但是很多的时候，他只是在那里看着那个羊就是。
And so he wrote little things about the Lord.
所以他就写了记下来很多关于主的事情。
That's how he spent his free time, just writing little praises, little thanks.
这就是他在花他空闲的时间写下一些关于主的事情，一些赞美。
So insignificant.
是这样子的，不值得一提。
And yet, let's consider that.
但是让我们来想一想。
His little free time scribblings.
他的一些杂技
has changed the lives of hundreds of millions of people.
却改变了成千上万人的生活。
I just got a text just recently of a student of mine that passed away.
Huh?
A student of mine that passed away. A former student.
St. Thomas 有个学生刚刚过世。
I'm going to have to deal with that situation.
我需要来面对这件事情。
How do you comfort young people who lose a classmate?
怎么样来安慰这些年轻人，他们刚刚失去了一个朋友？
I'm going to have to seek the scripture.
我要来寻找神的话。
Lord, how do you comfort those who cannot be comforted?
神，你怎么来安慰这些不能够被安慰的人？
How do I encourage those who cannot find encouragement in this world?
我怎么样来鼓励这些在世界上不能够寻找鼓励的人？
There's a good chance that the Lord will point me to a psalm.
这里神把我指向诗篇。
A psalm that David wrote.
是大卫所写的诗篇。
A psalm that David wrote when he was rejected by his family.
就是大卫在被他家所拒绝的时候所写的诗篇。
A psalm that David wrote when he was scared of the bear and the lion.
大卫在惧怕那些狮子和熊的时候所写的诗篇。
That's how powerful it is when we have a heart that is completely the Lord's.
当我们的心完全向神的时候，这是何等的有力量。
The Psalms that David wrote
大卫所写的诗
have affected the lives of hundreds of millions.
影响了很多人的成千上百万人的生命
There's no Google search and there's no app that can compare.
是没有一个电子软件或者是 Google 可以来影响我们的生命可以跟它来比较
So can we question ourselves this morning? What do we do with our free time?
那么我们的问题是我们的闲暇时间我们做什么呢
Do we complain about our circumstances?
我们来抱怨我们的环境吗
Or can they be used for the Lord?
或者是为神来使用
You know, David was prepared, and we know the next big event in his life was when he faced the giant Goliath.
大卫是做了准备的，他的下一件事情就是面对格利亚。
Now this is a children's story.
这是一个孩子的故事。
I don't think we have to go into the details of it this morning.
我们不需要再讲这个细节。
But if you think about it, you had Saul and all the Israelites facing the Philistines.
你看到这个扫罗和他所有的士兵来面对这个非利士人。
And I don't know if this works in Chinese, but the way I think of it is Saul and Israel were playing church.
扫罗和这些以色列人他们在游戏教会。
We're Israel. We're God's chosen people.
我们是以色列人，我们是神的选民。
But there was no power.
但是却没有力量。
There was no hope.
却没有盼望。
They kind of had this, Goliath, you stay over there, we'll stay over here, and we'll call ourselves people of God.
你站在那里，我们是神的民，我们在这一边。
Again, a challenge to all of us. A challenge to me this morning. Do I call myself a Christian, and that's it?
今天早上对我们每个人的挑战就是我们是不是靠叫我们自己是基督徒然后就这样了
Or is there a battle to be won?
还是说我们有一个征战要去面对
In our home life, is there a battle to be won for the Lord?
在我们的家里面是不是为主有一个征战要去打仗要去打赢
You know, there's a lot of battles at home.
在家里面有很多的征战
Maybe something very simple.
也许是一件非常简单的事情。
Maybe you serve food that your children don't like.
也许是你的食物，你准备的饭是孩子不喜欢吃。
Do we teach our children to be thankful?
我们是不是教导我们的孩子要感恩？
Maybe there's an argument between husband and wife.
也许丈夫和妻子之间有一个争吵。
Do we just say, well, on Sunday we're Christian, we do all this service, we do everything, but we don't win the battle at home.
是不是说我们星期天在教会里有服事，但是在家里面我们却不能够在这些征战上打赢？
You know, if we truly have a heart for the Lord, then we cannot be settled at home if we have not asked for forgiveness.
如果是我们真的向神有一个完全的心，我们的心不会安息，如果我们没有要去寻求那个赦免。
If we have not repented.
如果我们还没有悔改。
See, Saul and the Israelites, when they were facing Goliath, they were just resting on things that they had heard.
扫罗和以色列人他们在面对哥利亚的时候，他们所安息的就是他们所过去听见的。
But David came before Goliath with a heart for God, with a heart for victory for God.
但是大卫来面对哥利亚，他要对他向着神有一个我要打胜这场仗的心。
You know, remember Saul offered his armor to David?
记得扫罗把他的那个军装给大卫使用吗
？David said, "I haven't tried this armor. I can't use this."
大卫说：“我以前没有用过，我不能使用。”
You know, how many times do we just use a Bible verse? Jesus loves me.
多少时候我们用圣经上的话说主爱我
？But have we truly been able, from our very heart, say yes, Jesus loves me, even though I'm in a financial difficulty?
但是我们的心能够确实地说主耶稣爱我虽然我财政上有困难
You know, what did David use to fight Goliath?
大卫在打败哥利亚的时候他说的是什么他用的是什么呢
The scripture is very clear. He used five smooth stones.
他用了五个那个非常光滑的石头
These stones had been under the water of life, the Lord Jesus' life.And over it had worked out so that it had become smooth and could be used by David.
他在那个在水底下，在主耶稣的话里面已经被很长的时间，所以才可以被大卫使用。
Everything David had had worked through in that time as a shepherd, he was now able to use against Goliath. That's why he was able to say, "Was I not able to defeat the bear? Was I not able to defeat the lion by God's victory?"
大卫那个他那段时间的经历可以使他来打败格利亚，他说我不是打神不是帮助我打败了狮子和熊吗？
When we look at this victory over Goliath, of course we see what a great story it is.
当我们看到大卫打败格利亚的时候，我们看到这个故事是何等的得荣耀的故事。
But again, look at the people that were affected.
我们来看看被影响的人。
The Israelites were suddenly encouraged and went out and defeat the Philistines.
以色列人突然被激励，他们起来打败了非利士人。
Abner, who served Saul, was able to say, "This man, David, is a man that can be followed."
亚尼尔元这个元帅突然说，大卫是我们可以跟随的人。
Jonathan, the heir to the throne, the son of the king, was able to say, "I side with David."
约拿丹这个王的王的儿子说我要跟大卫在一起。
You know, this is how we win souls.
这就
This is how we win souls.
这是我们怎么样来赢得灵魂。
When we live this life of Christ.
当我们为基督而生活的时候。
When by the power of the Holy Spirit, it becomes just life that pours out.
靠着圣灵的能力，这个生命就倾泻出来，倾倒出来。
You know, and so after the story of Goliath, you would think that David was prepared to be king.
你觉得说这个事情，哥利亚的事情以后，大卫可以做王了。
But if we are truly going to have a heart that is completely the Lord's, it has to go through some testing.
如果我们的心真的是想要完完全全为主，我们需要经过一些试炼。
And I want to encourage all of us this morning, if the Lord is testing you in any way, embrace it and find the Lord in it.
我想鼓励弟兄姊妹，主要在所有的事情上来试验我们，我们要来面对它。
These years of testing were years of being misunderstood by Saul.
这些年的试验，这些被扫罗所误会的这些年。
Saul was jealous.
扫罗是这样子的嫉妒。
He cast David out.
他把大卫赶出去。
He persecuted him.
他压迫了大卫。
David allowed the Lord to fight this battle.
大卫容许神来为他打征战。
We know the story when David is fleeing Saul. He had many opportunities to kill Saul.
大卫扫罗做王的时候，大卫其实有很多机会可以杀死扫罗。
I challenge any of you, if you're being misunderstood at work, over and over and day in and day out, you cannot last.
我想要鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果在工作上你一次又一次的被误会，这件事情不会持久。
If you have a nagging wife or a difficult husband, you can only go on so long.
如果你有一个唠叨的妻子和一个非常困难的丈夫，你不可能走得很远。
You know, one of David's psalms in Psalm 73, David writes this.
在诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73:22. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was a beast before you, O Lord.
诗篇七十三篇二十二节，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。
David saw that he was no good.
大卫看见了自己没有任何良善。
He saw that he had by nature a corrupt heart.
他看见他自己天然的人性是一个败坏的心。
But because he allowed his heart to be knit with God's, he was able to overcome this challenge from Saul.
但是因着他和神的心是编织在一起的，他可以胜过扫罗。
We were not designed to handle these tests naturally.
我们靠着自己天然的人性是不可能胜过，我们是不可能胜过这些困难的。
It's not in us.
这不在我们的里面。
You know, I saw a video the other day, and it was about sharks. I've always liked sharks, and it was a sad image of a shark who had landed on a boat and it slowly died.
我看到前两天看了一个录像，是关于鲨鱼。这个鲨鱼，掉到了船上，然后慢慢就死掉了。
That shark wanted to live.
那个鲨鱼是想活的。
It thrashed around.
它在那里左右摇摆。
It moved.
它在那里动。
It gasped for air.
他在那里张口喘气。
But in the end, he died.
但最后他还是死了。
Because By nature, he had to be in water.
因为他应该是活在水里的。
Nothing he could do could cause him to survive.
在路上地上他没有办法生活。
And this is what we try to do in this world.
这就是我们在地上，这就是我们在这个世界上所。
If David by his natural man tried to overcome Saul, he would have died.
如果大卫靠着他自己天然的人去胜过扫了，他早就死了。
If there's anything in our life that we're trying to overcome in our own flesh, we will come to an end point.
如果是在我们的生活里面想要靠我们自己的力量来胜过的话，我们也会到尽头。
But just like this shark, the Lord says, "Let me take you into my life."
就像这个鲨鱼一样，主说让我来接管你到我的接管你的生命。
You know, this is what happened at the very beginning in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里，在一开始所发生的故事就是这样。
Man could choose life.
人可以拣选生命。
Or the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
或者是那个知识善恶树的树。
Now I could ask you today, what is the best way to have a happy home?
我可以问你今天使你的家庭快乐最好的办法是什么？
And you could come up with all the knowledge in the world.
你可以给我世上所有的知识。
And if you don't have all the knowledge in the world, Google it.
如果你没有这些知识，你可以上网去查。
Have you ever done that? You could Google anything. How to have a happy home.
你可以上网查一下，你做过这件事吗？
Boom, it'll give you 10 things almost immediately.
它会给你，立即可以给你十条。
How to get a raise. Boom, 10 things on Google.
如果你想要涨工资， Google 也会给你十条。
How to tell my boss off and still keep my job.
我怎么样能够跟我的老板
How to be mad at my boss but still keep my job.
我怎么样跟我老板生气，但还能够保持我的工作？
The tree of knowledge of good and evil is alive and well, and it's everywhere, and it's at our fingertips.
这个知识善恶的树就在我们的手指尖上，在到处都是。
Just as Saul was at the fingertips of David.
就像扫罗在大卫的手指尖上一样。
But David said, "No, I will not touch God's anointed."
但是大卫说，我不能够杀神的受膏者。
The Lord will fight my battles.
神会为我征战。
You know, during this time of great suffering, where everyone was after David.
在那段时间里面，在受痛苦的时候，所有人都在击杀大卫。
He wrote about 28 psalms.
他写了28首诗篇。
That's almost 40% of his psalms written during this short period of persecution.
几乎是40%的诗篇是在那个时候写的。
So we do have persecution, and it's okay.
我们的确是有逼迫，这是可以发生的。
And there is testing in our life, but it's okay.
在我们的生活里面会有试炼，这也是可以发生的。
Because not only will the love of the Lord in our heart be victorious, but it will cause us to be victorious for others.
这神的爱在我们的里面是得胜的，它也会使我们对着别人是有得胜的。
Go home today, search out the Psalms that David wrote during this persecution, and apply it to our lives as what's happening in our lives today.
回家我们看一看大卫在这段时间所写的诗篇，把它运用到我们的生活上来。
You know, the Lord did take care of Saul, David's enemy Saul.
神的确是对付了扫罗。
And David did become king as was promised.
大卫也的确是照着应许成了王。
But you know, someone who has a heart that is completely the Lord's, a man after God's own heart, he's never satisfied in this world.
当像大卫这样，他的心是完全向着神、合乎神心的人，他的心不会这样子的满足，就因此这样的满足。
David recognizes that the only way to be satisfied in this world is to be about his father's business.
在这个世上，大卫意识到说，他的心唯一能够满足的就是关于到神的事情。
You know, this isn't in the scripture, but I imagine David sat down with his advisors and they said, David, we need to take this part of the land, we need to do this, and they gave him all this. And David stopped for a moment and he said, Gentlemen, what does God want?
圣经里没有这样写，但是我想大卫和他的那些谋士们在一起的时候，这些谋士跟他说，你应当做这样做这样，但是大卫说停下来，神的心意是什么？
And there were three things that set David apart from the rest of Israel.
有三件事情把大卫和剩下的以色列人分开。
Three very key elements of what was on God's heart that David put upon his heart.
三件事情使大卫和别人不一样，神大卫把神的心意放到他的心里面。
And one of the first things David says is, "We need a place that God's name can be established."
我们需要一个神所立名的地方。
Up to this point, it had all been about Israel.
到了这个时候是关于一直都是只是关于以色列。
And worse than that, it was all about the individual tribes.
更糟糕的是关于一个个的支派。
You remember the story when Israel came into the land, Manasseh, half the tribe of Manasseh said, "Ooh, I like this land. Let's call it Manasseh."
你记不记得当大卫来的时候，马纳西说：“我喜欢这个地方，所以我们叫它马纳西。”
Reuben and Gad did the same thing.
Reuben
and Gad.
流便和加德支派也是这样。
It's also individualistic, and if they weren't being individualistic, it was about Israel.
如果不是个人的，也是关于以色列。
But David says, no, it has to be about the Lord Jesus.
但是大卫说不，是关于神。
Then the Lord Jesus can establish Israel and the tribes.
然后神来建立以色列，神来建立各个支派。
And the Lord had made it very clear, I want Jerusalem.
神说得非常清楚，我要耶路撒冷。
I want Jerusalem for Zion, for a place for my name.
我需要耶路撒冷作为锡安，作为我名的居所。
But no one had taken it yet.
但是没有人还占据那个地方。
Why? Because it was the most challenging tribe, the Jebusites.
为什么呢？因为那里有耶布斯人，是个最具挑战的地方。
And no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't take Jerusalem because there was a natural spring that kept feeding the Jebusites.
因为那里有一个天然的泉，一直在供养那里的人，耶布斯人。
But David trusted the Lord.
但是大卫信靠神。
They stopped up that natural life.
他停下了那个泉水
and David was,
那个生命
and David's men took Jerusalem.
但大卫就攻击了耶路撒冷。
Now, what does that mean to us?
那个对我们的生活意味着什么呢？
You know, when you have free time, do a word study on the name of the Lord.
在我们的闲暇时间里，我们可以查一下神的名。
The scripture is full of what we're to do with the name of the Lord.
圣经里面充满了关于为神的名所写的。
But let's just have a practical exercise.
让我们来实际一点。
I want you to think of your computer password.
我们来想想我们的密码。
What if I challenged you this morning to change your password to something like this? All in the name of Jesus.
如果我向你挑战，把我们的密码变成基督就是一切。
Now, please don't do that. I don't want a hacking issue in the assembly.
请不要这样做，我不希望发生hacking.
Don't give away your password, okay?
我不希望你改变你的密码。
But have you ever thought about what it would mean if every time you started up your computer, you had to type in all in the name of Jesus?
如果你每次上网打开你电脑的时候，你要敲你的密码，一切都在基督的名里。
When you log into your banking and your password is all for the Lord.
如果你到你的银行的账号里面，你敲上一切为了基督。
Or if you typed into your retirement savings and the first thing that popped up is it's all in the hand and in the name of the Lord.
如果你到你的退休金里面，它显示的是一切都在基督的手里。
Now this may be a silly exercise.
也许这是一个非常可笑的做法。
But it might be a check on our heart.
但也许是在我们的心是一个试验。
It might be something that gives us pause to think, where is my heart?
可以让我们来想想看，我们的心到底在哪里
？You know, I'm used to speaking to young people. I can be very frank with them, and I can be very honest with the challenges of this world.
我跟年轻人经常讲话，我对他们可以非常坦率地跟他们讲这个世界的挑战。
One of the scourges of this world, one of the things that is destroying our young people and adults, is pornography.
这个世界可以毁坏年轻人，甚至是成年人的，就是那个淫秽的录像。
If we don't think it's an issue, we have been blinded by it.
如果我们不觉得这是一个问题的话，我们就瞎了眼。
And just last month at a conference, I told the students, I said, when you're on that pornography site, imagine if you had to type in the name of Jesus.
如果我跟同学说，如果你在那个淫秽的网上，你如果敲下来一切为了基督，一切为了耶稣。
That's an extreme example, but it's something that's very real and it's destroying this world.
这是一个非常极端的例子，但是也的确是非常真实的，在毁坏这个世界。
You know, David knew that everything he did had to be in the name of the Lord Jesus.
大卫知道所做的一切都必须要奉主耶稣的名。
His heart yearned that the name of Jesus would be written everywhere in his kingdom.
大卫的心渴慕神的名被写在所有的地方。
The second thing during his reign that he recognized is that the ark was missing.
第二件事情他意识到神的约柜不在那里。
Another fascinating study in the Old Testament.
是另外一个非常好的学习。
The Israelites lost the ark about as many times as you and I lose our keys.
你个人把约柜丢了很多次，就和你和我丢了钥匙是一样多的次数。
I mean, here's this beautiful ark. It represents the very presence of God, and yet they couldn't keep from losing it.
但是这么一个美丽的约柜代表神的同在，但以色列却一直不停地把它丢掉。
You know, even in Asa's time, they had lost the ark.
在亚撒王的年间，他们也丢掉了约柜。
A good king, but it was shoved off in a corner.
但是他是一个非常好的王，但他却把他关在那个角落里头。
It's no different than our body life, our church life, our personal life today.
这跟我们个人的生活和教会的生活没有什么区别。
You know, we know what the Lord says in Revelation to the church of Laodicea. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone should hear my voice and open, I will come in.
就跟那个启示录里神跟老底嘉教会说，我站在门口敲门，听见了开门的。
Why did Jesus have to say that?
为什么主耶稣这样说呢？
Because he wasn't in the presence of the people of Laodicea.
因为他在老底嘉教会当中，不在他们中间。
So we can have the name of Jesus.
我们可以有主的名。
We can have the Lord's table.
我们可以有主的饼杯。
We can have a family fellowship time. We call it a family altar. We can pray before meals. But we need to ask ourselves, do we have the presence of the Lord?
我们可以有家庭祭坛，我们可以有谢饭祷告，但是我们要问我们自己，主的同在在这个家里吗？
You know, the presence of the Lord is a purifying presence.
神的同在是洁净的同在。
You know, if there's a struggle at home and you pray for the presence of the Lord, He will expose you and what you need to do with your family.
如果你在这个家里有一个挣扎，神会显明出来问题在哪里。
When you invite the Lord's presence into your home, He will show you that maybe you need to apologize.
如果你神在你的家里有神的同在，神也许会向你显明，你也许需要道歉。
The presence of the Lord will wake you up at 2 a.m. and tell you to get on your knees and repent.
神的同在会让你两点钟在半夜两点钟起来，跪下来向神来悔改。
The presence of the Lord will cause you to fall down and say, Lord, everything in this house is yours.
神的同在会让你在神面前仆祷说，神这家里所有的一切都是你的。
You know, we know the story when David first brought in the ark, a man touched it.
我们知道说当大卫把那个约柜抬上来的时候，那个有一个人摸了约柜。
That's how powerful the presence of God is.
这是神同在的能力。
If we truly touch the presence of the Lord, the old man, the old flesh will die.
当我们真的摸到神的约柜，这个己就死掉。
And that's not something to be scared of.
这不是一个可怕被要害怕的事情。
But this is something to embrace.
这是一个我们要来面对的事情。
The third aspect of David's reign was he recognized that God wanted rest.
他第三点，大卫意识到神要安息。
You know, the work of the Lord was never to be a restless work.
神的工作不是一个不能够安息的工作。
You know, ask yourself this morning, is following the Lord a restless work?
我们问我们自己，我们跟随神是不是不得安息？
Or is it a joyous work?
还是一个非常喜乐的工作？
Is it a peaceful work?
是不是一个安息的工作？
You know, when we wake up in the morning, do we say, Good morning, Lord?
我们早上醒来的时候，是不是跟主说早上好？
I love you, Lord.
我爱你。
You know, we were around the table and it was just so enjoyable listening to the prayers of the saints and how thankful we are for the Lord's salvation and the peace that He gives us.
早上饼杯面前，众圣徒一同来感谢神。
But we can talk about peace and rest.But we need to examine our hearts and ask, is there peace and rest?
我们可以来讲到我们的安息，讲到那个讲到那个平安。但是我们是不是真的有这个安息和平安？
You know, David's life was a rather busy life.
大卫的生活是一个非常忙碌的生活。
But it was in his heart to give God rest.
但是在他心里面，他要给神一个安息之所。
And he wanted to build that temple.That temple that would have the name of the Lord, would have the presence of the Lord, a place of rest.
他要给神建一个圣殿，那里有神的名，有神的同在。
Now we know the story, David was not allowed to build the temple.
我们知道说大卫不允许被建那个圣殿。
But it is the most beautiful picture. David recognizes, I can't build it, but I will prepare it.
大卫虽然说我虽然不能建这个圣殿，但是我要为这个建殿预备。
You know, sometimes we're so busy wanting to see the end product that we ignore or we don't see the joy of the process.
很多时候我们为了要见到那个最后的结果，我们却失去了那个在过程中的喜乐。
You know, heaven is going to be so great. Being in the presence of the Lord is going to be so great. It's just so miserable down here now.
与主的同在是何等的美好，在这里真的是非常的痛苦。
God did not want us to be miserable down here.
神并不希望我们在这地上过着一个痛苦的生活。
The world chose the miserable part of it.
这个世界拣选了那个痛苦的那一部分。
But he wants us to have peace and rest.
他希望我们能够有平安，有喜乐。
And I just love the picture if you read David preparing the temple.
如果你来读大卫为建殿预备材料。
If you've ever watched movies that have these beautiful soundtracks,
如果你看到电视如果你看过这个电影里面的背景的音乐非常的好。
You know, my five-year-old knows when something intense is coming or something peaceful just by knowing the music.
我五岁的儿子知道说是一件非常非常大的事情要发生，或者是一件非常平安的事情要发生。
And if you could put music to the preparation of the temple, it would be a beautiful Hans Zimmer piece.
如果是你可以为建殿这件事情备一个音乐背景的话，应该是一个非常平安的音乐背景。
Something that none of the greatest composers in this day could even get near to the peace and the joy of building this temple.
没有，地上没有一个音乐家可以写出这样子安息的音乐来。
And you know where most of the materials are coming from?
你知道这个材料从哪里来的吗？
David's enemies.
是从大卫的敌人那里来的。
They're the ones. Hey, have all the cedar trees you can have, and they start floating them down the river to him.
可以有这些香柏树，他们就从那个河上运下来。
It's almost as though they're saying, I don't know why I'm doing this, but here's all the gold we have. Enjoy.
我不知道我为什么要这样做，但是这是你所需要的金子。取用吧。
Here's some of my own workers. Use them to build the temple as well.
这是我自己的工人，你可以来使用。
And David is just kind of sitting back, going, "Wow."
大卫就坐在那里说 "Wow."
Because the Lord wants to reward those who have a heart that is completely His.
因为神要来赏赐那些向着他全心全意的人。
It says He wants to be strong for those.Whose heart is completely His.
因为神要显大能，向那心存诚实的人。
The problem is we don't give the Lord opportunity to do that.
问题是我们不给神这个机会。
You know, if David went off and started fighting the enemies again, they wouldn't be giving the cedar.
如果大卫出去再去打这些仇人的话，他们不会把香柏树给他。
They wouldn't be giving the gold.
他们不会把金子给他。
But he says the Lord will build His house.
但是说神要建他的居所。
And it's a beautiful sight.
这是一个非常美的一面。
And one last aspect towards the end of David's reign.
最后一大卫做王最后的一方面。
We see that he left a spiritual legacy.
他喜欢这个属灵的legacy. 他喜欢属灵的遗产。
David had a heart for the next generation.
大卫为了下一代有他的有为下一代有心。
Why did David have a heart for the next generation?
为什么大卫留意下一代呢？
Because God has a heart for the next generation.
因为神对下一代有心。
There's that knit heart again.
这就是一个交织的心。
You know, we know his son Solomon wrote most of the Proverbs.
我们知道所罗门写了几乎所有的箴言。
But if you read those Proverbs, you can tell that Solomon says, and my father told me this, and a father instructed me in this, and my father did this.
但是你如果读箴言，你会知道说所罗门说大我的父亲教了我这些，我的父亲跟我说了这些。
His father was David.
他的父亲是大卫。
And then Solomon wrote more than David.
所罗门比大卫写的还要多。
What a blessed legacy.
这是一个何等的蒙祝福的遗产。
You know, we see the same thing with Paul. He passes on to Timothy all that he had learned.
保罗把他所学的东西都交给了提摩太。
So I leave you with this.
我把这个留下来给大家。
For our own sakes and for the next generation.
为了我们自己，为了我们下一代。
Do we have a heart that is completely the Lord's?
我们有没有一个完全向着主的心？
Do our children and grandchildren and friends see that our heart is knit to the Lord's, or do they see our Velcro heart being moved from compartment to compartment in our lives?
我们的孩子和我们的家人看到我们的心是一个完全与主合一的心，还是一个尼龙交织的心？
I don't encourage you to do this because we might not like to hear the answer, but I've often thought if I asked one of my sons, what's the most important thing in your dad's life? What would they say?
Oh, 我不鼓励你这样子，但是你可以试试。我问我的儿子，你父亲生命里面最重要的是什么？
You know, what message are we sending our children?
我给我们的孩子们的信息是什么？
You know, David had no opportunity to chase after fame, fortune, or the family name.
大卫是没有机会去寻求他的荣耀，他的资财和他的家庭。
And yet he's the most, one of the most famous, richest, and has the richest name in the history of mankind.
但是却在历史上成为一个最富有，最具著名的人。
Have you ever thought about that?
你想过这件事情吗？
A rejected shepherd boy is known probably by 90% of the people on this earth today.
一个被拒绝的、被家人拒绝的牧羊人，却被这个地上90%的人所知道。
Solomon, his son, was the richest king. Probably, I think they're estimating, you know, upwards of $200 trillion worth.
扫罗王他的财富是大概是200个trillion的价值。
That's all great and interesting.
这是非常有意思的事情。
But think of David's family name.
想想大卫的家庭的名字。
The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when he came to this earth, was called the Son of David.
大卫主耶稣来到这地上的时候，被称为大卫的儿子。
That's quite the legacy.
这是一个何等的祝福。
So the question today is: the Lord a very important, prominent part in your life?
是我们的主，是我们生活中非常显要的一个人物呢？
Or is he preeminent?
还是说他居首位？
Preeminent means everything.
居首位就是说他是一切。
You and I don't have, Chinese English does not have a good enough vocabulary to define preeminent.
中文和英文没有一个很好的词汇来描述这个居首位。
You know, it says God is the Alpha and the Omega.
神是起手的，也是末后的。
He's actually before Alpha and after Omega.
他是其实是在Alpha 之前，也是在 Omega 之后。
And he's everything in between.
他也是中间的一切。
And that's what he wants in our lives.
这就是他想在我们生活中所要的。
There's nothing too small.
没有非常没有哪件事情太小。
That the Lord doesn't want to be Lord over.
主不想在那件事情上做主。
I'll just give you a very simple example.
我给你一个简单的例子。
When you go home here in the next hour,
以下你回家以后，
and the toilet has a leak,
如果那个马桶漏水了，
are you able to say, Lord, what are you showing me?
你能说主，你要向我显示什么吗？
Do I have a leaky heart?
我是不是有一个漏了水的心？
Is there something that isn't bound up? Something that is there a weakness in me?
是不是在我的心里面有个软弱？
Show me, O Lord, and thank you for this reminder.
请你向我显现，谢谢你提醒我。
Ask the Lord for wisdom.
向神来求智慧。
And then call the plumber.
然后打电话叫那个修水工。
You know, we don't have to be super spiritual where we just all gather around the leaky toilet and say, Lord, please heal the toilet.
我们不需要在马桶的跟前说，我们祷告说，求你来医治这个马桶。
But he loves to show himself strong.
但是他愿意显示他的强大。
We'll call the right plumber.
我们来叫那个对的那个修水工。
We'll end up calling the plumber that needs to hear or see on your wall a Bible verse.
也许我们叫的那个人，他需要看到你墙上写的那个圣经的经节。
And he's able to go home and tell his wife, you know, wife, I know we're not getting along, but I saw this Bible verse that told us to love one another.
也许我跟你这个人回家以后跟他的妻子说，也许我们处得不好，但是我看到那个墙上写的说，我们需要彼此相爱。
That's a little issue.
这是一个小事情。
But the big issues as well.
大事情也是一样。
You know, it said, and Asa did not seek after the Lord for his feet.But instead, he sought after the physicians.
这里说亚撒王没有为脚病来求告神，却是只求医生。
I don't know if you realize this, but every doctor that has ever seen a patient, that patient's life always ended in death.
每一个医生所看的病人，那个病人的生命就结束在那里。
Eventually, that patient dies.
那个病人总是会过去。
And there's no physician that's been ever able to give eternal life.
没有一个医生可以给我们永远的生命。
And the Lord says, "You can use physicians, but come to me first."
医生说，主说你可以去看医生，但是你先到我这里来。
I will give you life.
我会给你生命。
I'm here to give you eternal life, life abundantly.
我会给你更丰盛的生命。
Then the Lord might give you liberty to go see the physician.
也许然后主再让你去看医生。
And you'll be able to rejoice in health or in sickness.
所以我们才可以在疾病里或者是健康里面来喜乐。
I don't say this very often, but I feel led to say it today.
我不经常讲这句话，但是我觉得我应该讲。
When I was 18 years old and graduated from high school, my mom died of cancer.
我18岁从高中毕业的时候，我母亲在因着癌症过世。
Plenty of people say no one should have to experience that.
很多人说没有人应该经历这件事情。
I can stand here and say today that if my mom had lived, there's a good chance I would have never followed the Lord.
如果我今天可以站在这里做见证，如果我妈妈还活着，我可能不会去跟随主。
As any good mom, she wanted more than anything for me to love the Lord Jesus with all my heart and all my strength.
我妈妈希望我全心全意的尽心尽意的来爱主我的神。
And the Lord answered her prayer.
主也答应了他的祷告。
When he took her.
当他把他带走的时候。
She was my idol.
他是我的偶像。
She was my everything.
他是我的一切。
When mom was happy, the world was all good.
如果是妈妈是高兴，这个世界就好了。
She was my religion.
他就是我的宗教。
I probably would have been a Christian in name, but not interested in the things of the Lord.
我也许是带有基督徒的名，却不敢对神的事情不感兴趣。
But my mom prayed for me.
但是我的母亲为我祷告。
And that prayer was answered through her death.
但那个祷告因着她的过世，神应允了。
It affected me, my sister, my father, and a lot of people. My wife.
这件事影响了我的妻子，我的妹姐姐和我父亲。
Her death has changed the lives of thousands.
她的父亲影响了千万人的生命。
And it was only a heart that heard God that was able to say, "It is okay for her to go." When we have a heart that understands God's will, then we can say it is okay for her to die.
当我们只有我们明白神的心意的时候，我们才能够说，他走是可以的。
Now we can't make that a truth and a principle.
我们不能把那个变成一个就是原则。
Millions of lives have been changed and followed the Lord because of healing.
很多人的生命被改变是因着医治。
That's how rich our lives are.
这就是我们生活的我们的生活的丰富。
Every situation, every moment is an opportunity to give our heart completely to the Lord.
每一个事情，每一个机会都是一个机会，让我们把我们的心来交给神。
And we don't have to wait for this afternoon to start giving our heart to the Lord.
我们不需要等到今天下午来把我们的心交给神。
May we do it right now.
我们可以现在就这样做。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you do desire to be our heart.
主耶稣，你的确是盼望我们的心向着你。
We desire to have a knit heart where we cannot separate our heart from yours.
我们希望跟你的心完全的合一，我们的心和你的心不再分开。
We are so thankful for this promise that your eyes go to and fro and look for a heart that is completely yours.
我们谢谢你向我们的应许，那眼遍察全地，要显大能向他心存诚实的人。
Lord, it is our prayer that you would be able to say that you have found a man after my own heart.
这是我们的祷告，你说我已经找到一个合他心意的人。
Lord, that's our desire this morning.
这是我们的心愿。
Our heart is yours.
我们的心是你的。
We surrender.
我们向你交托。
We give up.
我们放弃。
We want to be like David that ignores the worldly circumstances and says, I will follow Jesus.
我们愿意像大卫一样放忽视我们周围的环境，而是说我们愿意来跟随主。
Through the power of your Holy Spirit, we pray that you would awaken our hearts, that we would respond in the right way.
我们愿意靠着圣灵的能力，求你来苏醒我们的心，使我们来向你有回应。
We trust you.
我们相信靠你。
And when we trust you, there's such joy and peace in our lives.
当我们信靠你的时候，在我们的生命里面就有平安和喜乐。
If we lack joy and peace, may today be the last day that we fret.
愿今天最后一天，我们在那里发脾气抱怨。
As hardships come, may we be able to say, we trust the Lord.
当困难来的时候，我们可以说我们信靠主。
Lord, we do pray that you would take any word that was spoken this morning that is useful and use it for yourself.
愿意今天早上所说的每一句话都成为有用的，被你所使用。
And anything that is not of you, may it fall by the wayside.
哪一句话不是出于你的，愿它成为路边的土。
We want to respond to you and to your words alone.
我们愿意只向你的话语有回应。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.